the Public News Service DOAA Newscast, July the 7th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Texas high schools that offer training in corrections and law enforcement are being tapped by the state to address massive staffing shortages at jails and prisons.
Nearly a third of corrections positions in Texas prisons are vacant. Jordan Hubner is a criminal justice instructor at Huntsville High School in rural Walker County, home to seven state prisons and headquarters for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Hubner says at least 10% of her students will work in corrections at some point.
Corrections is a big pathway that we're showcasing to them, since that is something that they can go to as soon as they graduate from high school.
Texas is one of several states that doesn't provide air conditioning for prisoners, leaving two-thirds of the 128,000 people serving time without relief. And at least 9 deaths were reported in prisons during last month's heat wave. I'm Roz Brown.
Officer retention is a huge problem, according to the state's Department of Criminal Justice data. While the agency hires between 8 and 10,000 new people every year, the turnover rate there is nearly 45%. And now from Politico, Donald Trump's valet, Roel Nada, pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges he helped the former president hide classified documents from federal authorities. Politico reports Nada was charged alongside Trump in June in a 38-count indictment. His arraignment was to have happened twice before, but he had struggled to retain a lawyer from Florida. Cleaner cars and lower emissions across Michigan and the nation are the goals of an event. They are calling attention to an EPA proposal that's been up for comment until this week.
The EPA is recommending ambitious new rules to help reduce vehicle emissions starting with model year 2027. Advocates of the tougher emissions rules took to Route 66 for a relay across the country, including a stop in Detroit. They call it the Route Zero Rally, saying it's important to make electric vehicles more affordable to help clean up the air. Kara Cook with the Alliance of Nurses for a Healthy Environment says it's going to take a lot more work to address climate change.
So it's really important that EPA sets the strongest long-term standards as possible, because we really need to be reducing the greenhouse gas emissions that are being emitted across a variety of sectors, but particularly the transportation sector.
According to Consumer Reports, stronger standards would save drivers $2,400 over the life of a new vehicle, and 70% of the benefits of those standards would be seen by drivers of pickup trucks and SUVs. Opponents have said they'd increase the initial price tag. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
This is Public News Service. A new government study estimates nearly half of the nation's tap water has at least one type of PFAS.
The findings were issued this week by the U.S. Geological Survey, which gathered samples from nearly 700 locations across the country. There was no detection in the North Dakota samples, but the agency warns current testing methods can't capture all types of PFAS. State-level efforts have found low levels in some drinking water systems. No matter the amount, John Rumpler of the group Environment America says all Americans should take these results seriously.
It's highly alarming because these chemicals are toxic to humans at very low levels.
And while the EPA is proposing certain actions to limit the presence of PFAS in everyday products and water systems, some health and environmental groups say industries need to face more pressure to phase them out. I'm Mike Moen.
Beyond detection in water systems, PFAS chemicals have been found in a range of products, including the linings of fast food boxes and firefighting foam. With the rising cost of dental procedures in the U.S., many patients are turning to neighboring countries like Mexico.
Dental care in the U.S. can have a hefty price tag, especially for complex procedures like dental implants, orthodontics, and cosmetic dentistry. Fort Pierce resident Alvin King III wanted to improve his smile after a chipped tooth, so he went online, browsing YouTube and social media, to find a dentist with great reviews and the best price. He settled on a dental practice in Tijuana, Mexico, to get composite veneers designed to cover imperfections in tooth, shape, size, or color.
So the total cost for me was $3,000. Compared to the price in Florida, I would have paid about $30,000. anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000 in America.
I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, Eric Tegetthoff lets us know a helpline to help people connect with resources when they are in need has seen an uptick. However, funding remains a barrier to serving more people.
Washington 211 can connect people with about 17,000 resources from its database. The helpline's director, Tim Sullivan, says referral specialists determine what a person needs when they call.
When somebody calls, they're presenting one need, like housing, but typically there's other needs that are identified during that interview. And then the information specialist searches the database we have and then tries to provide up to 3 resources per need for that individual.
Sullivan says 211 can provide other resources, including for legal issues, utility assistance, and veteran and senior services.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.